We are a people of prophecy. God's prophetic word brought us forth. And that means our lives are regulated by prophetic utterance. The body moves in the direction of what is in the mouth. Your words are laws. We are here to live out the word of God. I told you, this is why we talk for a living. No man ever became greater than the quality of the word he spoke and heard. It's for we are children of the prophets. We are products of their prophetic utterances. And of the covenant which God made with our father Abraham.
Welcome to Prophetic Utterance with Pastor Caris E. Amewells.
That I've spoken concerning you. He says, these words will hang on you until they find fulfillment. Until they find fulfillment. That means you can't escape it. Can you run faster than the word of God? Can you ever run outside the coverage of the word of God? Are you that fast? That means these words will pursue you and haunt you. Oh, do I have believers here? Let me tell you something. You don't have another way of life. Except you want to go and sell your soul to Satan. I always say it. I told you on Tuesday that every result you produce without the word of promise is called Ishmael. It tends to bondage. Are we together this morning? That is a principle of life. So when I see people unserious with spiritual things, my heart breaks. Especially those who are supposed to be Christians. You don't have another choice but God. You are away already. And that you don't have another choice but God doesn't mean God will just come like that. There is a way. There is a system of operation through which God manifests himself on earth for people, through people, on behalf of people. There is a system. Your tears is not enough. Your crying is not enough. Your begging is not enough. You must understand the operations of God's system on earth. How does God operate? How does he do things on the earth? This is why in the Bible you hear expressions like, he says in First Chronicles, I believe. I'll search it out. He says the children of Israel went astray. They couldn't prosper. He said why? Because there were no teaching priests. I thought they were God's covenant people. Can God just move to do what he wants to do? No. God has a system of operation. God has a way he walks. He cannot just move in and do what he wants to do. There has to be something calling him, inviting him, because he gave the whole world to man. He gave the earth. The Bible says the heaven, even the heavens of heavens are the Lord's, but the earth has he given to the sons of men. You remember? We are a people of prophecy. That means we function, if we're people of prophecy, that means the word of God, which is prophetic, regulates our lives. The word of God, which is prophetic, regulates and sets new seasons for our lives and destinies. When God wants to do anything in the world, he does it by his word. When God wants to change a life, his material, a life, his material for the change is his word. There's no other way. The earlier you come to terms with it, the better. That there is no other way for me to get to where I'm going to. For me to produce results, to be fruitful, to be effective, to prosper, to fulfill my destiny outside of the word of God. Any attempt to do it outside of the word of promise will produce Ishmael. And Ishmael will always tend to bondage. That means if I attempt to do things outside of the word of God, using my self-effort, using human wisdom, independent, let me tell you something. One of the cardinal things about Babylon, you know what Babylon is? Babylon is the system of the Antichrist, the system of this world. One of the cardinal things about the system of the world, which is called Babylon, is exclusion of God. Attempting to meet their needs without God. Attempting to do things without God. Fighting everything that represents God. That's what we call the Antichrist system. So when a believer begins to live as though he has another way of living apart from God's word, he will suffer. Satan will come for him. He will go into bondage. Because Ishmael will always take men into bondage. Always. Always, always. Amen. Always. Ishmael will always take men into bondage. That is the truth. Hallelujah. But when you decide to produce results by process, somebody say, what is Ishmael? What is Isaac? Isaac was gotten by the word of promise. You and I will agree that there was no human way that Sarah would have conceived. Right? That means Isaac came on the wings of the power of God, of the prophetic word that God gave, that Sarah shall have a child for you, and through that child shall your seed be named, and the covenant I gave you shall be transferred to this child. That's the child of promise. And sometimes, listen, producing the child of promise may take time. It may look as though, what is happening? All you have to do is to go with that word of promise. What happened? How was Ishmael produced? Abraham attempted to, is it not to have a child? Abi? Say, Sarah, is it not to have a child? Oh, was Sarah that suggested it, right? Hi. Oh, wow. Later, she was the one that chased Ishmael away. Hallelujah. All right, she said, is it not to have a child? If I'm too old, look, she heard when God said, it is through you that a child will be given. But she was impatient. Let's at least have a child in this house. Go and meet Hagar, my servant. Is it not to have a child? You know, sometimes that's how Christians be. Is it not to get a contract? Is it not to buy a car? Is it not to pass the exam? They say the end justifies the means. That's falsehood. That is a Luciferian ideology. So it's not just to have a child. To God, how it came mattered. And over in the New Testament, somebody came up and read it. I think it was you. Categorical. Clear. That the child of bondage cannot stay in the same house with the child of promise. So, a big lesson. Now, during our relationship and family life seminar, I always say, if you manipulate a lady to marry her, you will pay. If you manipulate a man to marry him, you pay. You know why? You are producing Ishmael. You are trying to make things work by human efforts. Let me tell you something. Everything you produce outside of God's word will lead to bondage. Because the end doesn't justify the means. In this kingdom, it doesn't work like that. Abraham went into Ishmael. She conceived. I'm sure he felt good about himself. The problem has not been with me. He should be with Mama Sarah. It's just a female factor. It's a woman factor, not me. But God was not impressed. God wasn't impressed. He said, this is Ishmael. And he would tend to bondage. Up till now, Ishmael is still fighting the promise. And do I have a witness? You know what Ishmael is? Our half brothers. Ishmael is still fighting the child of promise. Bondage. If you didn't get anything from this second service, know that every result you produce outside of the seed of the word of God will produce Ishmael. And it will always bring bondage. You're a businessman, you're a career person, you're a family person, you're a consultant, whatever you do. You're a young man, a young woman, and you have this dream in sports, entertainment, whatever you're calling. Ensure that your results, the things you're expecting to happen, are coming from the seed of the word of God. from the raw material of the Word of God. It must be a product of the Word of God, of the Word of promise, which is the prophetic word we are talking about. Very important. Are we saying, no? That's what we're saying. You're walking, but your walk is of faith. You are going out, taking steps. You're a hard-working person. But you know that what gets this thing done is a prophetic word. Those declarations you are making, those declarations that are made and released upon you, is what you are holding onto. That word of God that came alive in your spirit, that word that you heard, that inspired you, that did something on your inside, that moved you to act, that is what will produce the results. The same thing, even in ministry, is the same thing. In pulpit ministry now. How are the crowds going to fill this place every week? The word of promise. The word of promise, if you manipulate and use human system to do it, it will not last. It will last. How are the millions, the billions rather, coming for the work that God has given us to do? Taking the gospel to the nations of the earth. We'll send missionaries to all the nations of the earth. Mark my words, all the nations of the earth. It's ministry. We will send pastors and missionaries to every state in this nation. Are you listening? All the nations of the earth. We're going to be on TV all over the world. Strong internet presence. On radio, all, name it. Published materials, billions of copies all over the world. We'll do it. And that's going to take billions of dollars. If you are winning souls and planting churches, you need facilities for the harvest. You need to train people. When you send people, they need to be on. You know, if you are here as a Christian, let me just say this. If you don't know what church uses money to do, the things I'm listing should come to your mind. Do you understand? Have an idea. If that's the only reason you want to prosper, it's worth it. By next week, we'll be talking about our own facility. How many of you would like that? And that's hundreds of millions. Do you understand? No, what if you are the one who come and give 50 million? They say, Pastor, 50 million for property. Listen, in case you know, there are people that are individually building churches and handing it over to pastors. Do you understand? That should be your thinking. You know, there are people that wonder what is done with, you are seeing what is done with money in the house of God. And by the way, after GCCM, we're going to float and reactivate our partnership departments. Where you have monthly partnership. We used to do that. In this means Monday, people still do it, but a lot of people are not aware. We've not had partnership Sunday since this year, right? Where every month, it's in the Bible, a particular percentage of your income. You see, apart from, it's not, listen, let me tell you something. In the Old Testament, all they had was the temple and the priesthood. And then function the people, let them be pure so that what God wants to do will do. Do you understand? The children of Israel, did they have the commission to take the gospel to the nations? Were they doing evangelism? No. But in the New Testament, we have an assignment, a commissioning. There's a mandate upon our generation. A commission to take the gospel to the nations. Beginning from our environment. Do you understand? So even in the Old Testament, they gave tithes and offering to maintain the temple. Then in the New Testament, we're maintaining the temple, but yet you have to go out. Don't you think there has to be another financial system to take the gospel out? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, how the billions of dollars going to come? By faith. By the word of promise. By the word of promise. If you manipulate people, it will not work. If you can't manipulate people and get billions, you just get money to feed your stomach as a pastor. Do you understand? I heard there are places where they take offerings 5 times on Sunday. 4 times, 5 times. And people too will raise. People too will become wise now. They'll split the money. Humans are no idiots. I don't know how some people think. No, real life story, in Benin. Real life story. In fact, there was someone, okay, let me not call him. Someone, his mom came to visit in church. That was in Lagos now. Church. So, first off, we have taken offering and then share the grace. She was saying, is there another offering? That she had broken into chain. There's no, it's over. It's one offering we take. I say, where I'm coming from is not so. That there is revelation offering. When the pastor says something and he says, see, and people shall say, see, revelation, come and sow. Give offering, revelation offering. People come and say, revelation offering. When they're giving testimony, say, this testimony has to be replicated here. Come and give testimony offering. People started giving 10 naira. You know 10 naira? May you not give 10 naira as offering. Never in your life, don't even do it. What is that? May you not even give 500 naira as an offering. What you used to buy. Do you know how much you buy the coke you drink? Thank you. So it shows you that can I say this? Can I say this? It is foolishness at a high degree to give to God what is less than what you use to take soft drink through the week. It is. But see, when people are not conscious, they don't. Back to my story. People say, give 10 naira. You know the scheme and the manipulation. You say, 10 is red, is danger. Green is fruitfulness. Is that no madness? Brothers and sisters, is that no madness? All this to get people. How much can they give you? Listen, how much can they give you? Let me tell you something. No man on earth will ever be able to give to you the money required to do what God has called you to do. Never forget that. So never make any man a God in your life. Never. Don't get me wrong. God will send you helpers at different seasons. But no single man will be responsible for your life. It's not possible. It's not possible. Mm-mm. I don't care how much a person is going to give you. It's not possible. It's not possible. Do you know what God has called you to do? Everybody here has a call on his life. Everybody seated here. There's a mandate upon your life, and it's huge. It may be on the pulpit, it may be in the marketplace. It's huge. Oh, listen, and no one person can finance it. No one person. Learn to appreciate those that God sent to help you. Honor them, appreciate it. But in your mind, know that God is your source. If this one misbehaves, God will send another person. Are you following me? So your eyes should never be on a man. Never. Men are too little. What if their resources run dry? So you are going to be stuck because of that? In the same way, for a minister, God is our source. For a ministry, God is our source. God uses people, yes. But our eyes are not on people. We just did 7 million challenge. People, there are people, some of you are here, you pledge, you have not given 1 naira. So we should wait. Thank God for those who gave. There are those who did as though they didn't even hear. They say, give so that we can do this. They did like I didn't hear. Glory to God. It's up to here. You must know that God is your source. No one human on earth should take glory for your promotion. Should take glory for your advancement. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. I'm still talking about the child of promise. Producing result by the word of God. The Bible says, they which are of the flesh are not the children of promise. Romans chapter 9 verse 8, I believe. It says, they which are of the flesh, these are not the sons of promise. These are not the children of promise. We are the children of promise. What does it mean, children of promise? He's talking about children of prophecy. Children of prophecy. God's prophetic word brought you forth. Are you listening to me? It's not because your daddy met with your mommy and they had a nice time and conceived you. No. God's prophetic word brought you forth. That only gave you a body. But your spirit came from God. And more so when you got born again. That was the prophetic word that God spoke producing you. Are you listening to me? So say, I'm a person of prophecy. We're a people of prophecy. God spoke us forth. And this should make you begin to understand that look. God is wondering what to do with us. God is not in heaven thinking, Jane, my daughter, she's now 15 years old. And Jamaica, what do we do? What shall we do? Mike is 22 now, he has graduated. Check that oil company, there's space. Okay, check that construction company. Can we open doors for him? No. God is not thinking of what to do about you. Before you showed up, there is a script. See, in the first service, I called it prophetic parts. Prophetic parts. And when the breath of scripture, that prophetic breath of scripture comes alive and comes, when your eyes are open, you see those prophetic parts. That means there's a highway created for you before you came. When God was making you, I would say make and create. I'm talking about his prophetic word. God created man by his spoken word. It is man's body that he formed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So God is not wondering what to do with us. But you see, this prophetic word that brought us forth is the material by which we chart our course in life. And it's also the same power through which the seasons of our lives change. Listen, you are talking about change or seeing change. That is through the power of prophetic utterance that those seasons change. And sometimes there are things we have spoken forth into the heavens, into the spirit realm, into the unseen realm. But because they were spoken with power in due season, they will manifest. Sometimes it's people that will remind you. This was what you said now. Have you forgotten that you said this? I forgot that when we're in school, I said that I can't gather money to buy a car. I've used cars, I've given cars out, but I've never gathered money to buy a car. And I said it. I said I can't gather money to buy a car. He said, if I gather the money, I'll go and sow it as seed. The car will come. Is it because it's wrong? No. I just wanted that path. Glory to God. I said my first car is already in seed. That one you don't negotiate. I'll just use it for a while and then for just a short while and give it. But that first one I forgot. Until after I had my first car, I think it was Dr. Chimek that reminded me. He said, Pastor, can you remember when on campus you said this? I was a copper when somebody sold a car into my life. He said, can you remember when you said that you never gather money to buy your car? At least your first car. But the car will come. That was when I remembered that I said, the power of prophecy. So sometimes, that's why I said, you are speaking forth those words. Before your eyes, they will come to fruition. Why? Because see, they are not nothing. This is how we're designed to live. You are declaring this product in the name of Jesus will go to the nations of the earth. Very soon my songs will be transcribed to Spanish, French and Arabic. Or there are people who will be singing this song. You are speaking. You know, first say it's as though nothing is happening. I will sow in millions. I will sign checks to church and to pastor in millions in a short time. And you are speaking and it's as though that month is the worst financial month of your life. It happens. That is the noise. Ezekiel chapter 37. You remember he said, when I prophesied, there was a noise. You know, sometimes when we speak prophetic words, they are noise. What are the noise? The things that come. The Bible says persecution came for the word's sake. Persecution, tribulation, challenges came for the word's sake. Why? Because that word will be tested. So a lot of people are wondering, but pastor declare that overlapping testimony. What is happening? That is a noise. That is challenge coming to be sure you believe the word that you received. Is somebody in church this morning? In the Bible of the sower, Jesus said persecution came when he was explaining. He said persecution came on account of the word, for the word's sake. Ezekiel said, as I prophesied as I was commanded. What happened? There was a noise. So you don't bother about the noise. I told you about lying vanities. Don't observe lying vanities. But he said, because of the power of the word of the Lord that we utter. Mind you, we're talking about prophetic utterance. Power to change your world and create your future. The power to make it come to pass was in the word that you spoke under the power. But did you get that? So you don't go back, you don't wonder what is happening. No. That will come to pass. It will come to pass. All you need is that disposition of faith. Don't go wondering that. Understand that, look, this is a noise that comes after the prophetic word has been released. This is a noise that comes. Hallelujah. I've told you, you think you don't have future ambition. You think you are careless. Go and ask Jacob. Everything that was happening before he left his father's house with his staff, crossing this Jordan, happened in his 70s. I've told you. Can you imagine a 70-year-old man in his father's house taking counsel from his mother? Eh? Busy cooking porridge. He wasn't married. He was in his 60s, at least. You know, sometimes when you read at the Bible, oh boy, I love the word of God. Have you noticed that when in Hebrews chapter 11, he was giving account of the exploits of faith that men did? He didn't put their mistakes there. He didn't put their weaknesses there. Is somebody here? He didn't say, oh, Abraham lied that Sarah was his sister. Abraham even went to sleep with Ishmael. To sleep with Hagar. And produced Ishmael. What a weak man of faith. No. He says, Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Amazing, no? Abraham. You say Abraham did not stagger? What happened when he went to meet Hagar? Was that not staggering in faith? Oh, but there's a way God looks at you. There's a way God looks at you. No, you read it. It's in Romans. He said, Abraham staggered not. Abraham did not stagger. Abraham. Abraham staggered not. Hebrews 11 says, Sarah judged God faithful and received strength to conceive. Sarah, you remember the story now? Where God came in three persons with his angels. He said, Sarah, she laughed. He said, talk another one. Don't lie to me. Talk another one. He said, Sarah, why are you laughing? Is that it too? I said, I did not laugh. Directly to God. So God, I did not lie. She bold face, I did not lie. God said, but you laugh. He said, I did not lie. He said, but you laugh. What did God say? I am that I am is here. Are you lying? You will not today. No. I told you, God is not angry. His preachers that are angry. His preachers are angry. I am that I am. I'm here. What did God say? He said, but you laughed. That ended the conversation. What happened? A year later, she conceived. But here is Hebrews saying, Sarah judged God faithful. Listen, you know what I'm saying? Your little effort means much to God. It means much to God. That means this thing is about believing God. It's about just believing Him. Not looking at what you can do, what you cannot do, what you have done, what you have not done. How seriously do you take the word of the Lord? That's what God looks at. How seriously do you take... Let me tell you. Have you noticed that in church... Let me keep this so that somebody did not misunderstand me. Let's see. Your trust, your confidence in the word of the Lord is important. That's why I said, don't produce results by the flesh. Let me say, are you everything? Is it God? He said, yes, so he's God. He's God, all God. All God, all God. All God. I know my proposal is nice, but it's all God. It's all God. See, don't make the word make you feel you are too spiritual. Do you understand? don't make the world make you feel you are bringing God into everything. It's all God. Say it's all God. It's all God. And we're not saying being spooky and outwardly religious. No. We're talking about the state of your heart, the confidence, your resilience, your absolute confidence in the word of the Lord. Knowing that God is going to make his word come to pass in my life. He will make it good. He will make it good. He will make it good. We are going to the nations. You may have two trousers and one shirt. We are going to the nations. Do you understand? We may have collected transport to come to church. We are going to the nations. Keep calling the things that be not as though they were. We will get there. Prophetic utterance. He said, even God, who quickened the dead, and called those things that be not as though they were. Call it those things that have been, oh my goodness. Call it this. Do you know what it means to look at the church of maybe 100 members and say, we are going to the nations of the earth. We will pack our stadium. If I don't even need 100 members. Church of 10 members. If I church of 2 members. Because it takes 2 to make a church. It's where 2 or 3 are gathered. So don't be discouraged. Or those that pass here, pastor, my church is 9 today, 12 tomorrow, 5 next tomorrow. Don't bother. Don't bother. Keep. Let the prophetic breath drive you. Is somebody here? Let the prophetic breath drive you. The most important thing, don't stop judging God faithful. God spoke to me and my wife that we have entered into the million realm. I know. I even felt the power of God when it was declared. And pastor, it's 3 months now. Things are terrible. Has it changed what God has said? No. It hasn't. Those are the noise. Call them noise. Refuse to abate yourself. Refuse to abase yourself because of the noise. Now, how do you handle things like that consistently hearing the word of God? Because see, sometimes you can feel so discouraged that your mouth cannot even talk. Do you know? Hey. So, this is why you create the environment of possibilities around you. You come to church, you are listening to the word of God, you are playing messages in your car, are you listening, playing on your phone, and you see yourself rejoicing in the word of the Lord. All you have is the word of promise. But one day, those words will produce what they talk about. Look at what Jacob said. He says, all I had was a staff, meaning a stick, when I crossed over this Jordan, when he was running for his life from Esau, his brother. You remember? All I have was this staff. He didn't have a traveling bag. Oh, Sabaya. That means the only clothes he had were the clothes on him. He ran with the staff. But he met God at Bethel. Mate Kopaya. Lipakosa. And God gave him a word. That word of covenant that God swore to Abraham. He gave him. That was all. That was all. That was all. Now, you already have too much. I've told you that your worst day ever has passed. Your brokest day has passed. Your most needed day has passed. Do you understand? Let me tell you, no day can be as worse as the day you were born. You borrowed everything. They gave you everything. You didn't have clothes. You didn't have food. You didn't have house. Naked, you came. Have you forgotten so soon? Oh, I thought somebody heard that. They have to help you with everything. Could you ever be that helpless anymore? No. No. Hey, you say, but my parents planned for me. That's what I'm telling you. God also planned for you. Oh, you saw the here. God also planned for you. He planned for you before you came. So stop acting as though God doesn't have plans for you. Are you listening? If human beings who, you know what Jesus said? He said, you being wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more God? Never act as though God is irresponsible. Are you listening to me? Never act as though God is irresponsible. God is your father and he takes full responsibility. Do you understand? He just shows you how to get a supply. That's all. We're talking about prophetic utterance. Prophetic utterance. This is how our lives are run on the earth. He said, I prophesied, I was commanded. As I prophesied, there was a noise and a rattling and a shaking. I love the way man of God put it. He said, the shaking is when results have started coming and Satan comes for your soul. Or things happen. You know, there are people, the moment 5 million enters the accounts, nobody can talk to them in church anymore. Let me tell you, that's the last money you ever, you know. Last. If you are like that, last money. Because, can I say this? In life, watch this. In life, at every phase, there's an orbit around which you move. There's an orbit. It means, listen, an orbit is symbolic of authority. Even atoms, if you did the concept of quantum leap in physics, when an atom jumps to a higher orbit, it still revolves around an orbit with other atoms. Do you understand? Around an orbit. This is why in Jude the Bible talks about those who have gone in the way of Cain, in the error of Balaam, in the gainsaying of Korah. He said they are wandering stars. Wandering stars. You know what wandering stars mean? They are not in orbit. No authority. Oh, somebody did not get that. That means at whatever level you are, you must deliberately be under authority. So that you don't become a wandering star. You know what the Bible says? He said these ones are like clouds without rain. People are waiting for the next level. Nothing is happening until the person comes down. You can see why people crash. You operate around an orbit. Hallelujah. You operate around an orbit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, somebody was talking to a very popular associate pastor in this country. If I call his name, you know. That, it was an American talking to him. Say, you have such a big church. You're so anointed under. Why are you still so loyal to this man? That's his senior pastor. Why is he so loyal to this man? Why are you not on your own? And then I say, he looked at him. He says, this is America's spirit. You think it's franchise? You think it's business? No, that's what he told you. He said, you think it's. Because they don't understand. They don't understand. And again, that's part of the shakiness. That's part of the shakiness. Very important. As a pastor, associate pastor, if you follow the voice of the sheep, you are gone. A sheep doesn't lead shepherd. Do you understand? I tell my pastors that. You know, it's amazing. Have you ever heard these stories of people say, some people from church came to talk to your sister, pastor, we enjoy your message, you go open your church. Have you heard those funny things? I used to wonder how true where people think. How? Or somebody is saying, now my tithe is in 6 zeros. I don't know. If I give the tithe here, the pastor may not know what to do with it. Where they were taught the word of God. Such people are not here. Amen. They are not here. Where they were brought up. I know what some of those who try to do. They try to fraternize with big men of God in quotes. Hey, people that everybody know all over the world. Now say, this is the person we are ruling with now. You know, such things is just pride. Do you understand? Selfishness. Human emptiness. Thank you. Thank you. No, I see people do that. I see people do that. Glory to God. There was one I heard of, I was angry. I knew the pastor that labored over his life before he busted into millions. He had not as much bought the money car. I always thought he had bought the money car. I was mad when I heard it. I said, what? You've not bought him a car? And then you bought a car of 9 million, gave to this pastor. You have a car of 15 million, you gave to this pastor. Is that not insane? All right, how did I get to there? I'm talking about wandering stars. Are you getting blessed?
Yes, sir.
Prophetic utterance. Prophetic utterance. Prophetic utterance. Those things are coming to pass. You speak them forth. Okay, I was talking about the shaking. So after first level of results comes, how you manage it? The shaking will come. You remember Frank Edward now when he exploded?
to a level. A company came from South Africa, want to produce you, but replace Jesus with God. Is God not Jesus? Is God not Jesus? And the offer was sumptuous. Some of you remember the story. I think he did a short video about the story. The offer was great. Those are the shakings, though. Those are the shakings. But God spoke to him. He says, don't yield. Whatever the one will offer you, I will give you double. And the rest is history. God spoke to him. He said it. God spoke to him. Those are the shakings. That means when prophetic words start producing results, you may begin to overcompensate yourself and forget the principles you practiced that brought you there. Those are the shakings. You may begin to despise the little things that accumulated to bring that level of result. You begin to despise them. So a committed crystal clear member in church was cleaning church, cleaning stage and all that. And now, I got a business meeting. Okay. You miss one Sunday. Something just popped up. My investors came. They said they'll have time only on Sunday in the afternoon. Okay. I have to be at the Hilton. Another Sunday. You know, some of you don't understand what I'm saying now. Those temptations will come to you. You understand? They will come to you. They will come to you. They will come to you. And they begin to explain how you can serve God because of your busy schedule. Let's say there are those that do and there are those that give. We have the givers, the groaners, and the goers, right? So I belong to the givers. And before you know, your giving starts waning. Until you don't know anymore. Your marriage is in trouble. One lady miserable to your office. You have done it. Amen. Another lady come. I'm telling you what happens to people. Are you listening to me? Your wife is no more fine. You understand? One trouble here. You say, I don't know what's happening anymore. Maybe we should just go for a divorce. You, church boy. You. The deceitfulness of riches. Deceitfulness of riches. Deceitfulness of riches. Very, very quickly, a man just feels his wife doesn't have the profile anymore. Does not have the social GP to stand by him anymore. Your head is not correct. You didn't know she didn't have social GP when you married Abby? Are you following me? Those are the shakings. Those are the shakings. But you stand your ground. Because listen, whatever blessings come to you, that is not all. God has much more in store. God has much more in store. Listen, when the parable of the talents, when the man generated 10 talents, that was some results. The master called him faithful servants, good and faithful servant. But that was needed. He said, because you have done this, come and be Lord over 10 cities. Quantum leap. Quantum leap. Quantum leap. Hallelujah. But learning to stay on course is very important. Archbishop Benzin also said these things, said something many years ago. He said it to Benny Hinn, Pastor Benny that said it, and I heard it. He said, Pastor Benny, he says, seek God with the whole energy, passion, everything you have. Now that God has blessed and promoted you, the same way you sought Him when you had nothing. You told Pastor Benny, he said it. He said, seek the Lord, spend time with Him, be loyal to Him. Everything you did when you had nothing and you were praying your life out, he says, do it now that you are now a global pastor. Don't stop. And the same thing for business people. Do it now that your brand has broken forth. Do it now that you're in the multi-millions. Are you listening to me? Career person, whatever, that is the same principle. It's the same. How you relate with the noise and the shaking will affect the ultimate outcome. Is somebody here this morning? The same thing. The same thing. We've established certain things in this service. Number one, your result will come by the word of God. If you neglect it, you go around circle. Number two, every result you try to produce outside of the word gives Ishmael. It will take you to bondage. Glory to God. And then the noise, the shaking, the power of the prophetic word. How that wait, they will come to pass. He said, it will not tarry. It will come to pass. Never judge yourself by the present. No. Use those words to create. the future. Let me say something quickly before we close the service. Have you noticed that in the Bible, in fact, the first time the world, the Spirit of the Lord rested upon them, or the Spirit of the Lord came upon them, was mentioned. What followed was prophecy. What followed was prophecy. Always prophecy. Give me Numbers chapter 11, verse 25. Very quickly. Numbers 11, 25. All right. We're getting into the teachings now. Numbers 11, 25. 11, 25. Numbers 11, 25. All right. Look up, everyone. And the Lord came down in a cloud. You remember, this was when the Lord spoke to Moses. He says, gather 70 elders. I'll take the spirit that is upon you and put upon them. Oh, Balakapaya. I will take the spirit upon you and put upon them. Follow me closely. What happened? Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord came down in the cloud and spake unto him. And took of the spirit that was upon him. And gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the spirit rested upon them, what happened? They prophesied and did not cease. The first time the construction spirit coming upon was mentioned, prophecy followed. Joel chapter 2 verse 28. The series is starting now. I've been laying foundation. Joel 2:28. Joel 2:28. Very quick. I need it to be fast. And it shall come to pass afterwards in the last days that I will palegebaya. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Here it is again. In fact, when you go back to that Numbers 11, something happened. There were two guys who were not there with them on the mountain. Is it Eldad and Mildad? Something like that. The Bible says, where they were in the camp, the Spirit of the Lord came upon them, Matekopa, and they began to prophesy. And people ran, a young man ran into the tent and met Moses. He says, oh, Eldad and Mildad, up there, they are prophesying and talking. They should keep quiet. They should do something to make them keep quiet. You know what Moses said? He said, oh, why are you burdensome for me? He said, I would that all of God's people were prophets. I would. He said, how I pray that all of God's people were prophets. That was Moses, a man who spoke to God face to face. He was a man of insight, speaking that. I'm going somewhere. Look at Moses' prayer. He said, I pray that all of God's people were prophets. Is it not similar to what Paul said? He said, I want you to desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you prophesy. But more so that you prophesy. Do you hear what Paul said? Paul said, I want all of you to prophesy. Brothers and sisters, in the New Testament, Moses' prayer was answered. Kai. That's number one. Number two. Why did Moses desire that? I would that all of God's people were prophets. Because he knew the power of prophetic utterance. The prophet, the professor, were they calling people's phone numbers and coming under pressure to tell them what they ate in the morning? Was that what was happening there? No. Prophecy, go and read it. It means to speak forth the word of God with power. It means to hear and speak, or to see and speak. So we have the nabis, we have the seeing prophets, the seers, they see and speak. We have the hearing prophets, they hear and they speak. Are you listening? They hear and they speak. That's what prophecy is. You know, Africa has a fetish background. And that has confused to a very large extent our understanding of spiritual things. That's very... Do you know there are people in Africa, when they say Ken Copeland says that God sent me as the prophet, they say, ah, is he a prophet? Why is he not calling phone numbers? Why is he not moving in word of knowledge? It's because of our background. Just like in spiritual gift, we're going to get there. When the Bible says the manifestation of the Spirit in Ephesians, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, right, is given to every man to profit without. You know, it talks about the gifts of healings in plural. Do you notice it talks about the gift of healings? Plural. Plural. That means there are dimensions of the healing gifts. That means it's not just bodily infirmity. Do you know there are societies currently that have more of mental infirmity than bodily infirmities? Emotional infirmities.
Suicide rate is on the increase. Do you think people are not sick? Somebody to take his life, you think that's not sickness?
Talk to me, church.
That's sickness. But it's not on the physical wheelchair. So we call for service, you see somebody crying. You saw there was a weight on me. He just lifted. And you think that's not a healing miracle that happened?
Somebody did not get that.
So Josh Mayer is having a meeting and people are crying and giving testimonies. This is the way they came for meeting. I'd be like, she's not
prophetic. You understand? She's not. It's no healing because people are not shaking. You understand? And glory to God. Let me shock you. More people die in that society from mental and emotional illness than physical illness. Are you aware? Go and search it. Go and research it.
More people. They began to prophesy when the Spirit of the Lord came upon them. Amazing, isn't it?
That means one of the first things that happens when you receive the Spirit is prophecy.
Down to the New Testament is the same thing. Prophecy. You know why? Prophecy opens the door to the realm of the Spirit. Let me put it this way. The vocal gifts, and prophecy is chief among them. Prophecy, tongues, and interpretation are the doorways to the supernatural. They are the doorways to the gifts, to the power gifts, and even the visionary gifts. That means when you prophesy, you speak in tongues and interpret. Those are the vocal gifts, right? You open your life to the realm of the supernatural. In Joel chapter 2, put it up for me. You see the order that it started from that vocal gift. It went to visionary gift, then power gift, signs and wonders. Put it up for me. Very quickly. I need it to be fast. Then signs and wonders. All right, look at it. And it shall come to pass afterwards, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall do what? Can you see? That's the first thing. Vocal prophecy has to do with the mouth. What followed? Your old men have dreams. Your young men. Can you see? Visionary. But the vocal one came first. Continue. You can see visionary gifts. And upon the servant on Hamid, I'll pour out my spirit. Next verse 30. And I will show. Can you see? Power gifts. I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth. Blood and fire and pillars of smoke. Can you see the progression? You speak, you see, and then they show. You see that? Why is it beautiful? Paul says something very quickly. First Corinthians. Oh, I'm out of time. Can I get two more minutes? All right. You know, Paul talked about how that he desires that we prophesy. There are four dimensions to the prophetic. Number one, the sure word of prophecy. Write it down. Number two, the gift of prophecy. Number three, the prophetic unction. Number four, the office of the prophets. The sure word of prophecy, the gift of prophecy, the prophetic unction, Malakosaya. And the office of a prophet. Now, the prophetic utterance can function through this four. Next week, next week is camp meeting. On the Sunday of the camp meeting, I may do something about prophetic utterance. I'm not sure yet. Glory to God. That's this Sunday. But whenever we step into it, we'll pick it up from there. But here is my point. The Holy Ghost, when it comes upon you, one of the ways he helps you produce results. The Bible calls the Holy Spirit our helper, isn't it? A major way he helps you to produce result is by you prophesying. That's what I'm saying. By you prophesying. And prophecy means to speak. I gave you the definition in first service. It means to declare the plans, the purpose, and the wisdom of God with power and in a known tongue. You remember that, right? With declaration enforcing compliance on the earth. Thank you. That's prophecy.
Every other thing that is not like this is a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, or discerning of spirit, ability to see into the realm of spirit. It's not prophecy. Hallelujah. So I'd be like, me prophecy, or some people that feel prophecy. Where the church I grew up, where someone wants to prophesy, they shake, they roll. They roll everywhere. Shakes like everywhere. Don't say the Lord. There is sin in the camp. They are spiritual dictators. It's not prophet. They are not prophesying. There is sin in the camp. That's why I'm not here. Nalayo, that's not prophecy. Let me tell you. We'll get into that the next week. The Bible says prophecy is for edification, exaltation, and comfort. If it doesn't cover these three, it's not prophecy. Does he edify? Does he exalt? Does he comfort? So anything that someone says is prophecy and does not bring edification. What does it mean to edify? It means to build up. Edifix. From where they get the word edifix from. To exalt, it means to inspire. And then to comfort, it means to calm down and to encourage. So if prophecy does not produce these things, it is not prophecy. Somebody is doing something else. Can I get an amen? Rise to your feet. Hallelujah. Can I have the communion ministers very fast? Father, we thank you. Wow. You've been blessed, isn't it?
We believe the word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.